And good afternoon and welcome to Lambda Weekly. I'm Dave Taffet. I'm here in the studio with Laron Landis and the late Patty Fink. Our guest today is Candy Markham. She's with us every Super Bowl Sunday.
Super Bowl week anyway,
Super Bowl Sunday. No, it's always on a Sunday. We're on Sunday, and you're always with us that week.
That means something. I don't know what that means.
I don't know.
But it means something.
It means that we appreciate having somebody on here besides myself that can talk football.
Okay, Laron. No wonder we have so much.
And at some point in the show, we have to ask, being the huge, massive Cowboys fan you are, who you're rooting for today.
Well, you know, a good Cowboy fan. Cowboys are in the NFC, and there's an AFC, and together they make the NFL. So you're going to want, if you're a Cowboy fan, the NFC team to beat the AFC team, which would be the Seahawks beating
the Patriots.
The Patriots.
I'm
and I think I probably do feel that way, though. I'm not sure.
No, I'm supporting the cheaters.
The cheaters? The inflationable balls.
Coach Belichick.
Belichick.
I love my Patriots. I love Brady.
He's cute.
Yes, he is.
But I'll tell you that, Russell Wilson, he's a cutie pie,
too. He is cute, too.
Ooh.
You know, and our other guest.
He broke up with his girlfriend.
Yeah.
Since, like, high school. But we digress.
A little bit.
Easily.
We have another guest here in the studio. We're going to introduce Mark in just a few minutes. And one other guest, Laron Landis. Laron is the author of a new book.
Oh, yeah.
It's called Gabrielle's Gift, and we're going to talk about that for just a couple of minutes.
Good.
Yeah. Toward the end of the show, because you're just not that important.
No.
Here's the important thing, though. It's pledge drive. Now, we've begged and nagged and pleaded and done everything, every pledge drive. This time, it is so important. We had a major failure at the tower, which caused a major expense for the station, like we're not sure how we're paying for it. And the way we're paying for it, we're usually asking for just operating funds. Well, this is for more than that. This is to help us repair that cable that goes up to the antenna, 600 feet, and it's a real expensive cable. And the reason I'm discussing this is because Aaron said, oh, that'll be a real interesting discussion today on the air, talking about a cable.
Yeah. She said cables instead of taxes.
Yeah.
So that's good. That's a good thing, too.
But seriously, it's a technical thing what went wrong. But, you know, it's something we've been on the air 30 years, and after 30 years had to be replaced.
And we don't have a – KNON does not have a rainy day fund enough to cover this.
So this is an emergency slash crisis.
It really is for the station.
Yeah.
I know I'm doubling my pledge. I pledge every time we all do.
I'm doubling mine.
So we're asking you, give us a call, 972-647-1893. That's 972-647-1893. And I'm going to give it a third time because it's an emergency. 972-647-1893. They gave us some expenses, and I never saw it broken down this way. The tower lease alone is $151.23 every day.
Wow.
That's the daily lease.
So we could, one of our listeners, many of our listeners, could each take a day, sponsor a day.
Sure.
That would be awesome.
Yeah.
Now, all of our expenses put together, every day we broadcast, like today, is costing the station $1,781.46 to be on the air.
Now, how much of that goes to salaries?
I'm not seeing salaries on here at all.
I don't either.
Right.
So zero.
Yeah,
okay.
Zero. But every day we broadcast $1,781.46. Now, we know our show is the 46 cents.
Without a doubt.
But that's not the point. We want the other shows that are on Sunday to continue, too. So.
And imagine what LGBT visibility and ally visibility that would be if, you know, the other shows could count on, you know, the LGBT community to come through.
Yeah, yeah.
And sponsor it. You know?
Yep. Now, the show that's on Rick Ledet, it's one of the gospel shows. They had a fantastic pledge drive today. They did real well. They made their goal for the entire pledge drive this morning. Let's see if we can do that too, and then we're going to keep going next week too, because we really need to help the station and make sure that these expenses are paid.
You know, I saw them outside the building as I was coming in. No wonder they look so happy. They were so happy. Yeah. They made their pledge.
Yeah, they did. They
I
did.
Want us to look like
they
that.
Always
at
do
the
well.
End of the show.
They always do well. 972-647-1893.
Doc is standing by.
Literally. Yes.
972-647-1893.
You know what? Before we go to the show, we have a couple of pledge premiums that I want to mention. It's two shows that are coming up, and they're regular shows that we do. The Valentine's Day night with Igor and the Red Elvises with belly dancers and a performance from Buck Wild and the Pizzolettes at 7:30 p.m. Dinner from Fork in the Road. Doors open at 7. Music at 8. Roses and chocolates for the first 50 ladies. Cano and Benefits Saturday, February 14th at Poor David's Pub, 1313 South Lamar in Dallas. Now, we have two pairs of tickets to give away. $50 gets you a pair of tickets. $75 gets you a pair of tickets and a t-shirt, hat, or, Patty?
Apron.
Uh-huh. So give us a call if you'd like to go see the Red Elvises that night. For $75, that's for two people and includes dinner, and it's on Valentine's Day. Where are you going to get a Valentine's Day dinner like that anywhere?
And if it's a lesbian couple, that's two women. They both get roses and chocolates.
Right? Yes.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Coming in the door. It'd be a great way to spend Valentine's Day.
KNON's 14th annual Mardi Gras gumbo party is Sunday, February 15th. Doors at 5 p.m., serving gumbo from 5 to 7 p.m. Also at Poor David's Pub. It features gumbo from returning champion Amberjack Fish Market Grill, Chef Chris Lalonde from El Centro's Culinary Arts Program, Pierre's Mardi Gras Cafe 27, Henry's Majestic and Cat Mendenhall, live music from Grammy Award winner from Louisiana Chubby Carrier and the Bayou Swamp Band. Live music starts at 7:15, runs till 10 p.m. We have two tickets for Pledge Drive, not pickets for Pledge Drive. $50 gets you two tickets, $75 gets you a pair of tickets and a t-shirt.
And a hat or an apron, I bet.
It doesn't on this one, but you know what? If you want a hat or an apron instead, we'll get it for you. Credit card, debit, or walk-up only. Names will be at the door so that you can just pick up your tickets right there. But the Red Elvises, that one is one of those shows that we do every year that just sells out. So give us a call.
The Mardi Gras, too.
Mardi Gras also.
It's a fabulous event for KNON and its listeners.
So 972-647-1893.
And our guest today is Candy Markham. Candy is a community counselor. She deals with all of the crazy people in our community. Is that how you would put it, Candy? It's what's on your business card.
Yes, it is. Uh-huh. Get uncrazy with Candy.
That's it. So, Mark, did we decide we're disguising your identity? Mark Hassenpfeffer is a...
Thank you, David.
Mark's a friend of Brian's and mine, and... he is moving, possibly, this week, and there are relationship questions. Mark, why don't you tell us your story?
Thanks, David. Well, I've been dating this wonderful man for the past 8 or 9 months, and for the past six months...
Can we mention Scott's name?
Scott.
Okay.
And I've been unemployed for the past 6 months here in the Dallas area, so... I have received a wonderful job offer in Denver, and I need to pick up and move. I mean, it's a 95% chance that I will be moving there. I've sold my condo in one day, and I'm ready to go.
What's the problem?
Well...
Or concern.
Or the issue.
Or the challenge.
All of the above. All the
or
above.
Or the opportunity.
So Scott and I, we are not living together here. He spends approximately 4 to 5 nights a week here at my condo, and we get along great. But I had a 14-year long relationship where I was the breadwinner. I allowed this person that I was with to not have to work very much, and I basically took care of all the financial aspects of the relationship.
You're a caretaker.
I certainly was.
You know, I see nothing wrong with being a caretaker if it's to a child or maybe to an elderly parent or someone has issues like that, but I think it's real important to have a partner. And I also think, from hearing what you said is that you've had a long-term relationship. You are looking at starting another one. And I think if people aren't afraid of going into another relationship, they're not in touch. What is it? Wise men, what is it? People walk in where angels fear to tread. I mean, it is scary. You could get hurt. But I think it's scary being alone, too. And so if you know what happened in your last relationship and you want to do it differently, because you can't do anything about Scott, you can do something about Mark, which is you.
Right, exactly.
And so it sounds like, well, tell me, what have you done differently since you've been dating Mark?
Dating Scott.
So that it will have a different outcome. Tell me what you've done.
Well, I think when he's over and, say, for example, we're going to go out to dinner, we're going to go to the Tom Thumb and pick up groceries to cook, that we share all those expenses.
Now, you know that's music to my ears.
Yes, it is.
That's how my partner and I do it.
For those who don't know, Candy, who's been with her partner how long now?
28 years, almost 29.
They still split the bill when they go out to dinner.
And groceries.
Oh, and groceries.
Wow.
I know, whatever. But it works.
And I've spoken to Scott on numerous occasions about my concerns about going and living together right off the bat in Denver.
Okay.
Because he still needs to find employment there.
So he's going to Denver with you?
Yes.
Oh.
He has relatives that are about 50 miles from Denver. So.
But he's not going for the relatives.
No, he's going for me.
He's going for the relationship.
Yes, he is.
Not just you.
Not just me.
But for the relationship.
Right.
Wow. So what are you doing for the relationship? Worrying.
A little bit. I mean,
it makes sense.
It's been so sudden in the past month because everything is just being laid out. I mean, I sold my condo in one day. I have a great job offer. The moving company is coming in this week to assess everything. I mean, everything is just falling into place. We were up in Denver last weekend for a few days to look for a place to live. And So
the two of you? Looking for one place for the two of you? You weren't looking for two? Right.
It's large enough for both of us. My place now, it's borderline. If we live full-time together in my current place, it would be a little tight.
Okay.
Not enough storage for the clothes that I have.
Okay.
You store so many of them at our house, though.
Yeah. Yes,
well,
let me
go out on a limb, because this is on YouTube, too. But and to say that Mark is a mature person, not his first rodeo, as someone said earlier, I think it is really scary to do this the second or third time. The first time, you don't know. You just kind of jump right in and think, oh, and this time it's like, oh, I'm going to think this through. And that's why I think things like having to move, or like in my situation, I was in a condo where the lease was up and I had to move in like 3 weeks and moved in with someone I've been seeing for, are you ready for this, 6 months. But, you know, 28 years later. but I don't know if that hadn't happened. We might still be in two different abodes, and that would be sad to me, because we really have a wonderful relationship. But it's things that make you move in together are not necessarily a bad thing. What it is that you have to adjust. You have to figure out, how can I be a me within a we, and how can I not feel used in roommate situations, it's 50-50 down the line. No one even questions it. In romantic relationships, there's more give and take. So to figure out what feels comfortable for you, and for him to figure out what feels comfortable for him, because it sounds like, when you present this to me, that's going to be your apartment. Yeah? His name ain't going to be on it, is it?
No.
No.
Well,
so
is that partially, though, because you're the one who has the job and he doesn't right now?
Right, that's correct.
Plus, you probably hadn't asked him.
Well, that's what I'm asking. Or have you asked him that?
We talked about it, and we felt it best when we were touring the apartments that we were looking at, and when I finally went to sit for the application, We agreed that I was going to be the only one on the lease.
I love that you talked about it. I love that you two talked about it. Did you come up with something after that, like when the lease comes up for maturity? What did you talk about there?
Well, because by that time he will be set with a job, and so I think it would be pretty obvious to me in a year that he'll be working and we can both be on a lease or perhaps go out and buy a home.
Okay, so you'd reassess the relationship.
At the end.
What both of you? I just think that's so smart. But I just want to say that, and this is my point of view. I'll be interested to see what your point of view is. The one with the name on the lease, it feels more secure to me. If we have a fight, I don't have to leave. And I don't think anyone should leave, by the by. I think we should just work it out. Maybe go, you know, to the other room for a night, maybe, but not out of the apartment. But what I want to say is that this may be this is pretty risky for him and you, but him a little bit more. What do you think about what I'm saying?
No, I agree. But I think the first thing on my mind is financial. So I want to make sure that I know that two people aren't going to have the same income, you know, each half the couple. So I want to make sure that, you know, we set a plan on based on the percentage of our earnings, what would go into what.
I love that. Let's say that because it's not 50-50, that it's 60-40 or something. Let's take a break and come back and talk about how people do finances in relationships.
And before we go to a break, you were talking about income. And here at KNON, we ain't got none.
We got no come.
Just to be blunt.
It is Pledge Drive this week. So give us a call if you'd like to contribute to community radio, where the station really is supported by our listeners. It is not supported by corporations. You hear very few commercial breaks on this station. Give us a call, 972-647-1893. That's 972-647-1893.
And we'll give you the 411 on our 911 about our tower needs. We have an emergency expense. It's a crisis. 972-647-1893. Give us a call. Help us support KNON.
At the station meeting, we got a really, really detailed explanation about what was going on with our tower. And I wish our new engineer was here to tell you about it. You would be entertained.
it wasn't entertaining.
It was very entertaining and very informal. But the long story short, we need help. And so we need you to – the tower is very important. We need you to give us a call at 972-647-1893.
You know, there are two other ways to pledge. You can go online, KNON.org/pledge, or KNON now has text pledging. Text KNON to number 56512. That's 56512. Make your pledge right now just on your phone. Text KNON to 56512. You'll get the KNON pledge form sent to your phone. Let us know your favorite music and your favorite DJ or your favorite talk show, which would be
Lambda Weekly.
Thank you. Make your pledge on the phone. Makes it nice and easy. We do have two wonderful pledge premiums. For a $50 pledge, you get a pair of tickets to the Red Elvises, and that is on Valentine's Day. Then on February 15th, $50 gets you two tickets to Poor David's Pub, the KNON 14th Annual Mardi Gras Gumbo Party. Both of them for $75, just an extra $25 instead of $40. For $25, you get a T-shirt, a hat, or an apron. So give us a call, 972-647-1893.
Hi, this is Patty Fink, and you're listening to Lambda Weekly on 89.3 KNON FM.
And this is David Taffet with the late Patty Fink and Laurent Landis. Our guest today is Candy Markham. She is always our guest on Super Bowl Sunday. We appreciate that. We're talking to Mark Klein. Mark is moving, starting a new relationship, starting a new job. And, you know, Candy, as I was thinking of that just during the break, is part of that what's so scary, starting a still in the middle of forming a new relationship, moving in together, but moving to a new city, starting a new job, it's more than just one thing.
Well, there are a lot of changes for Mark. And one of the reasons I think that it makes it attractive to bring Scott, we can use his name, can't we, is because everything is going to be so new, at least he will know somebody. And you want to make sure that, that this isn't about dependency, but that this is about love. And he's questioning that. But when he talks, I heard him speaking earlier about his job, he lights up. He's excited about going. But excitement and fear feel very close together. And it's nice to come home to somebody when you're starting a new job in a new city. And you want to make sure that when I get into all this and it's not new anymore, that I'm still excited to come home to you.
I'm curious, if you had a job offer here and you accepted it and you were to stay, would he be moving in with you?
Not in the immediate future.
Not on this schedule.
Not on this schedule. Yeah. It would be a little bit more lenient as far as time frame.
So is it possible to still do that? Like, just have him, you know, stay maybe a couple of months before he moves up there with you? I mean, is it like...
To stay back here in Dallas? Well, he's going to be staying for probably 6 weeks because the movers are going to come and he's going to help pack my place up and make sure the cars are sent. And he has some personal things to take care of back here in Dallas because he's been here for about 15 years. So it's going to be a little bit of a delay. It'll probably be 4 or 5 weeks before I get back here and get to see him. So,
but isn't that wonderful? He's helping him pack up while he can go to work. I mean, it's looks like a partnership.
Mm-hmm. And I was going to say, Candy, is that a signal or a sign of a real relationship that's different than what Mark described with his previous relationship?
You know, it's hard to know. That would be something that we have to ask Mark. At the beginning, you know, with the other fella, was it all wonderful, too?
It was wonderful, but it was in a different way. I mean, it was, you know, 15 years ago, and I was 15 years younger. So.
But, I mean, was he as generous as Scott? Was he as helpful as Scott?
No. I mean, I'll tell you something. This man is wonderful. He supports me in anything I do. He is not critical. He's just a rock. I mean, he just will support me in anything that I want to do, and I feel the same way with him.
And to keep in mind, they've known each other. They've known each other romantically for 9 months. It's not, you know, last week. It's 9 months. It is hard to dance on your toes for 9 months. I mean, you're seeing the real him. He's seeing the real you. You know, your concern is what my concern was, which is, you know, let's not get too close here, but let's have a relationship. It's better to be all in. I'm not saying that you should do that immediately, but it is better to be all in, I think. But what I wanted to do, we were talking about how couples do money, how couples do finances. And I love that you brought that up, Mark, because that's the taboo subject. There's two taboo subjects, money and sex. And you know the old joke about lesbians? What do lesbians do on a second date?
Rent
a U-Haul. I had a male client tell me, well, there's one for gay men. And I said, what is it? He said, what do gay men do on the second date? He said, quit having sex. But at any rate.
I've heard a different version of that. You know, what do gay men do on a second date? What second date?
Oh. Right. But I think to talk about money right now, I think it would be interesting. Everybody in this room is in a relationship of varying degrees, and one of you all has a family with a child that you planned on.
Yes.
Because it doesn't happen naturally for us.
She didn't just pop up.
So I thought maybe we could all chime in, and here's my point, Mark. My point is, it doesn't matter what works for me. It doesn't matter what works for Patty. It matters what works for you and Scott, and that you talk about it. All right, so
before we do this, talking about what works for us, none of us are going to be working here much longer if our pledge drive isn't successful. And I did promise you some real bad segues. We're in the middle of pledge drive. We're in the middle of pledge drive. The number here is 972-647-1893. That's 972-647-1893. We've had some exceptional, extraordinary expenses at the station this quarter down at the tower. And without the tower, we're not broadcasting. So, and if some of you were having trouble picking the station up for a couple of weeks, we were broadcasting at 500 watts for a couple of weeks till we got this fixed. Instead of 55,000 watts. That's a huge difference.
Big difference.
You were able to get it in the car. As soon as you walked inside, you couldn't pick us up anymore. So 972-647-1893. That's 972-647-1893. Doc is standing by. We're real serious about this. I know I spoke to some people on Facebook this morning and online who said they were going to pledge. They were going to pledge online. A lot of our pledgers do pledge online, but we still want to hear from some people. 972-647-1893. Laron, we're talking about how do you and Danny...
I got to go first?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, you have the longest-term relationship here.
That's true.
Other than Candy, but we don't want to talk about how she does her finances because it's really sick.
Well, interestingly enough, Danny and I moved in together, I guess, after dating a little over a year. So it's not far from the situation you all are in. But it was planned. It wasn't that we had to do it. It was planned.
You didn't get pregnant until years later.
No shotgun. But I wanted to do the Candy Markham style. And that was, okay, here's the light bill. Here's your half. Here's my half, whatever. And I got the craziest look and, like, what are you talking about?
It offended him,
didn't it? It did. He was like, you know, if we're in this together, we're in this together. It's our money. Danny was very forthright about that. And, you know, not that I had a problem with that, but I just thought that we would get to that over time. Well, we got to it really quick. And I'm fine, and we've been that way ever since. I mean, we have the same bank account.
It worked.
It was, again, I didn't have a problem with it. It was just a little quick for me because I had lived with another partner before. But, no, it works for us.
Patty, you and Aaron.
Well, for since the beginning of our relationship, and I did this in a past relationship too, we have separate bank accounts. Because we had two established homes and we had two of everything, sometimes three and four of everything, like vacuum cleaners and that sort of thing when we moved in together. We had
upstairs, downstairs.
Yeah, there you go. And we divided stuff, but we carry it over like utilities and that sort of thing. We kind of split that up, and we continue to do that. I take some of them, and Aaron takes some of them, and together it's everything. But we don't really keep track of everything, you know, small. But what's interesting is that over these many, many years, and we've been together almost 15 years, we've had a kind of like a spreadsheet we keep of major big ticket items, you know, big things, thousands of dollars, repairs on the home, a new appliance, you know, all of that, and even the, you know, like the bigger stuff. Like if one of us buys the airline tickets for our trip at Christmas, of course we want to split that, and, you know, that kind of stuff. Well, one year we didn't do the splitting apart of it, but we did the recording of it. For about almost a year without really tallying it up and seeing where we came. So when we finally did it, you want to guess what the difference is?
$11. Oh, wow.
So in picking up a meal, I pick up a meal, she picks up a meal, we go out, you know, we kind of like, I'll get the groceries this week, you get the groceries. You know, we kind of just play it by ear. And we did.
Are you
so
making
well.
Fun of Candy?
No, I'm not. I'm just saying we're very practiced.
Are you saying it works when I'll pay for dinner tonight, you pay for dinner tomorrow night?
It works. Because over at the long term, we were only $11 off. Mm-hmm. So it was pretty good. It worked pretty well.
And the way Brian and I have been together three years. Yeah, Brian, why don't you tell?
Yeah, let Brian tell.
You need to be in front of the microphone.
Well, I mean, it was kind of a urgency situation that we had to as well because David's home was put up for sale.
Sold the first day, like Mark's.
Yeah, and he wasn't told about it until the first day, so so it wasn't really, you know, a planned thing. And then the next thing I know, David was saying, you know, okay, we're moving in together. It's like, and you know, my life was completely different then than it is now, mm-hmm. And I wouldn't change a thing, but. But at the time, I was scared to death because, you know, I had to give up a lot of things not to mention that we had two of everything furniture-wise, and somehow mine all went to donations and his...
I so get that.
Not all of it. It's not like everything.
Now, this but, is how know, he
it,
really
it was,
feels,
it was
David.
Legacy Foundation.
And it went to a wonderful cause. Okay, so how do we do money?
We do money. Basically, at the first of the month, I give David a check for household expenses, and that covers, you know, the rent and all the major stuff. And then after that, we kind of just...
We did try to do your account, my account, joint account for household expenses.
Account,
that didn't work.
No.
We didn't have that many household expenses and that many bills to pay. Mm-hmm. So we just pay it out of my account just because mine's the
but
free checking.
But he gives
checking,
you a check for the whole rent.
No. He gives me a check for part of his rent.
Okay.
For part of the rent.
Percentage.
If he has more money that month.
And then I buy the groceries usually, but sometimes I pay on the
But it's on one of my credit cards or his.
Patty said something that, you know, that when you and Aaron met, y'all had, you know, separate houses, everything already. And that's, from what it sounds like, all of the situations have been like that. So I wanted your take on, because when Danny and I met, we were very young. He was 24, I was 25. We were still...
You didn't have a lot, right?
We didn't have a lot, so...
How can that be? You're only 27 now.
Oh, thank you, Patty.
I know, and she's sweet. I vote for her.
Right. So does that make a difference when you are about to go into a relationship and move together where you are currently in your life?
You know, it does make a difference. I think it feels better to a person to have their own things. It feels better. And for me, when Carolyn and I got together, I moved into her house. Now, fortunately, I'm not that into things, which is a good thing, because she's an interior designer, so her house was perfect when I moved in.
And that's with a capital P, I bet.
Right, so she didn't need any of my stuff except the electronics, the TVs and the, you know, stereo systems, stuff like that. But other than that, and maybe some pots and pans. But so I had to store all my furniture, my bed, everything, my sofas, everything, side tables. And what I did is that I stored them for a year. And I thought, after a year, then I'm going to give them to my younger sister. So we all piled, Carolyn and I piled them somewhere and drove them to Waco. But I mean, I wanted to see how things went. Now, the way we do it now is not quite as bad as you all think it is. We have a joint account, and most of our money goes in the joint account, and we have two individual accounts. But it was important to me, and I think important to her, that we have our individual money, too. For some people, it feels like we're not married. For some people, it has to be all together. In particular, young people. You might even see people my age that got together when they were 25. They have the same email address. I mean, everything was...
They do. Yes. They do. I never thought about that.
But they were young at the time. And see, email is so old now. People don't even use it anymore. They use text. But it's interesting how everyone, you know, everything was together. It does not matter. It does not matter, Mark. It's what it is.
Whatever works.
Works for you and Scott. And whatever works today, you may want to renegotiate a year from now, you know?
And that is one thing we did. We tried one thing. It really didn't work, so we just did it a different way.
And I think that's really important to say up front that you're going to revisit something. Because it gives you both.
It's fluid.
It's
yes.
Fluid.
And we need to remember that. Now, the commitment is, in my opinion, is not fluid.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all are committed.
The commitment is there, definitely.
Okay. So we don't bring anyone in or anything like that. We don't divorce. We work it out. Mm-hmm. My partner told me, she said, Candy, if we ever... She's real sweet. She's from the South. Candy, if we ever come into trouble, I want us to go to therapy 3 times. That alone has kept us together. Mm-hmm. Because I don't want to go to therapy 3 times with her. You know, I'm a therapist, for God's sake. But anyway, I mean, it's good. It's good to talk about it.
Mm-hmm. And you can tell Ron's from the South because he talked about the light bill.
Yeah.
No. You really had me like back when you said email, joint email, because I do have my separate email accounts, but we do have a joint.
You have
email.
One together, don't you? Because you were young.
My parents have been married over 57 years, and they have a joint email account.
I know. I can name at least four lesbian couples right now who are older.
I'm thinking of a male couple.
Really?
Lisa.
Oh, wow.
Lucilo and Lee.
And I'm thinking your parents probably are still on AOL.
Mine is.
Probably.
Parents is.
We need to take a break in just a minute, but it is Pledge Drive, and we really do need your help this time. You know, we always do say that, and one of the reasons that we would like the gay community to participate in our Pledge Drive is that KNON supported the gay community before there was a Dallas Voice, before there was an internet for any kind of communication, and before there were other gay shows on the air in other cities.
And
before cell phones. KNON came to Dallas Gay and Lesbian Alliance and said, would you like to do a gay show? Bill Nelson, Nelson Thibodeau Clinic is how you know the name, Bill Nelson said, sure, then turned around to everybody else at DGLA and said, okay, what's that? But we came up with this, and we've been on the air for 31 years, coming up on 32.
And we want 32, and 33, and
34. Sure. But KNON has supported the LGBT community in a way that no other media in this city has. And they deserve your support. We have several ways that you can make a pledge. You can go online. You can call us, 972-647-1893. That's 972-647-1893. Or you can text KNON. When you text 56512, you can make your pledge. The pledge form comes up. You just fill out the pledge form and it comes back to
KNON too.
You text KNON to 56512. Yeah, you text KNON.
And another great way is to do a bank draft. You know, you can do a bank draft. Call in and let us know you'd like to do that. Maybe you'd like to do it, $10, $20 a month, and pretty soon you won't miss it.
And once you get it set up, it's not like you have to go and do it every month. No. One time and you're good.
Exactly. So you can give us a call, and we'll take enough information that our station manager can give you a shout back or someone from the station and set it up. And you can have options of deducting it when you want during the month. And it's a great way to go. And it's a great way for the station because they know it's coming every month.
Has anybody sold any of the tickets yet?
I'm not.
No. Okay. No. I didn't know if anybody picked up a phone call with, selling any of the tickets. On February 14th, the Red Elvises are performing at Poor David's Pub. $50 gets you a pair of tickets. It also includes dinner, though. $75 gets you the pair of tickets and a T-shirt, hat, or apron. And then February 15th, that's on a Sunday, is the KNON 14th Annual Mardi Gras Gumbo Party. And that should also be a lot of fun. Also, $50, two tickets. It includes food, live music from Grammy Award winner from Louisiana, Chubby Carrier and the Bayou Swamp Band. And $50, $75 gets you a pair of tickets and a T-shirt. Give us a call, 972-647-1893. That's 972-647-1893. We'll be back with more Lambda Weekly right after this.
This is Jake Winters from Leicester, England, and I listen to Lambda Weekly on KNON 89.3 FM.
And welcome back to Lambda Weekly. I'm Dave Taffet here in the studio with the late Patty Fink and with Lauren Landis. It is Pledge Drive, 972-647-1893. That's 972-647-1893. One of the reasons I'm repeating that so many times is I guess nobody got it during that ad break because nobody called in. I don't get it.
Give us a call in this segment of our show, 972-647-1893. And I just want to say, almost always after the show, and I wear KNON wear, KNON T-shirt of some kind to the show, and then I go and do some errands after the show, and I every single time without fail for 15 years now, when I wear a KNON shirt out and about, I get the KNON nod. Mm-hmm. It could be the KNON canod. Mm-hmm. Where people go, or a thumbs up or a wave or something. And
the bumper sticker on the car gets you that too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely.
Honk, yep. You know. And so, you know, you could be part of that inside group, you know. If you wear your T-shirt, order it today by giving a pledge. And when it comes, you can wear it proudly out and about and get that nod, too.
972-647-1893. That's 972-647-1893. One of the best bargains are some of these shows that we do here at KNON. February 14th, the Red Elvises, Igor and the Red Elvises are performing. $50 gets you a pair of tickets. It gets you dinner for Valentine's Day. $75 gets you all that plus a t-shirt. And then the next day is the KNON 14th Annual Mardi Gras Gumbo Party. Also food, also entertainment, also a t-shirt, hat or apron for a $75 pledge. And one of the other things that you can do is become an elite music sponsor for $500. You get a pair of tickets to every KNON benefit for an entire year. Now, these were a bargain. This is just one weekend of stuff that you'd be paying $100 for. For $500, you can go for the whole year. We have 40 to 50 shows every year. It's not a set number because every once in a while some music format does an extra show or a regular show that we do drops out that year. But it's kind of fluid how many shows, but it's always 40 to 50 shows.
And think about that. That's about $10 an event for two people to go,
including dinner. Normally,
yes,
you can't beat that.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
You know, so your name, your two names, you give you and a guest. Your names sit on the list. So
it doesn't have
miss.
To be both names on the just one name. Give and us one name if you're going to go with different people each time. 972-647-1893. That's 972-647-1893. Do you know one other thing I want to mention this time? And I would love if one of our listeners would do this. We have plaques in the studio, and those plaques cost $1,000. Your name will be here in the studio, and the studio is dedicated to all of the people who have made those kinds of donations. We have one to our engineer who just passed away. It was the newest one. Yeah, it's right behind us, Mike Doyle, who passed away a couple of weeks ago. It's more than a couple of weeks ago, I guess, about a month, month and a half now. But, he was a great supporter of the station. We'd love you to become one of those supporters because, you know what, those plaques, to those of us here at KNON, you think, oh, well, the plaques on the wall, who cares? We care. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm so glad when I walked in and I saw Mike's name on the wall there, it just made me smile because he was such a great guy. 972-647-1893, 972-647-1893.
And if you do the plaque on the wall, then you're really on every show. Mm-hmm. You're right here.
You are.
You're on every show.
And you'll literally never be forgotten.
That's right.
Because you're here forever. Your name is here forever.
And I prefer to say always remembered.
Always remembered.
Speaking of somebody that we always remember to call Candy for the first Pledge Drive show.
And I've pledged.
Yeah, you have. But we really appreciate your coming and doing the Pledge Drive shows with us because they can be a little bit challenging to do just because we're flipping back and forth between saying the number 972-647-1893. That's 972-647-1893.
And thank you, Candy, for
talking.
Your pledge.
Well,
yes.
You're very
much
welcome. I love being here. I love doing this. And it's really wonderful the work that you all do week in and week out. Doesn't matter what day it is. Wednesday at 7, you all were here.
A.M.
I know. I was here.
Yes.
Several
yeah, you
times.
Were here, too.
With that. But, I mean, it really is wonderful what the three of you all do, and you too, Brian, back there. And it's important. It's important that we reach people who maybe don't live in Dallas, who are supported by listening to us and educated by listening to us. Good information goes on in this show, really good information.
Speaking of good information, we're talking to Mark Klein today. Mark is a friend of Brian's and mine, and he is moving, has a new job, has a fairly new boyfriend partner.
9 months.
Well, but because of the move, they're talking about moving in with each other, and Scott is going to be moving up to Denver with Mark. And we're just getting some ideas of how he should proceed. Candy, what is, because we need to, we're getting toward the end of the show, what are some things that a couple should do to make sure that they're proceeding in their relationship in a good, healthy manner?
You know, I like what Mark had said at the beginning before we came in here, is that they already spend about 4 nights a week at his house. But you know he's going to leave and go to his place. You know that. Should you all move in together in Denver, he's not going to go to his place. So there will be a time when it's stressful for you all. And the most important thing I think you all can do is to talk about that stress and to talk about, again, how do I get my space without him going back to his apartment because he won't have one. How do I, again, get to be a me within a we? The most important thing is that you all talk, and you talk about your feelings, and if you're upset, you can say that. Mm-hmm. And for you, and it will be the same for Scott, too, we bring in all our relationships into this relationship. And the biggest one we bring in is our family of origin, mother and daddy, and whatever happened there is playing out here. And forming a relationship can really help us resolve family of origin issues and to do more than we could ever do by ourselves. Relationships can be just wonderful, or they can be awful. But this one sounds pretty good to me. I have to say that.
Thank you. Yeah, I mean, you had mentioned about my parents. I mean, they've been married, as I mentioned, over 57 years. They're best friends. But all through the years, they've had activities they've done together. But then my mom will go play cards with her girlfriends. My dad will go guitar lessons. So they have their own space, and I think that's really healthy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you have a great model to look at. Yeah.
One of the things we talked a little bit before the show is, and you were saying, you know, don't put your opinion on it.
But you just can't help yourself.
Right. But I'm asking you. Mark was looking at his first relationship, and you were saying you were the supportive, you supported him, right?
Yes,
okay.
That's correct.
Well, and not just financially. He supported him in all kinds of ways,
mm-hmm,
probably
right.
Emotionally.
And I kept getting the same when I would get frustrated because I'd have to clean for 2 hours on a Sunday. I would say, "You're here all week. Why can't you do it?" And it would be real frustrating for me. And he kept saying, because when we moved to Ohio from Michigan so I could work, he said, "I sacrificed my life in Michigan to move with you to Ohio." So that was enough reason for him for me to support.
Okay, has Scott ever indicated that at all?
Absolutely
not. Okay.
Absolutely not.
Now, one difference that I'm seeing, both of them not working, but Scott's not working because he's coming out of a business that he had. Right?
Correct.
Yeah. So, Candy, is there a difference there, or is there a real possibility that, well, yeah, the business is gone, so now he's just going to fall into that same pattern as the old boyfriend?
You know, he's a worker. He's had a business. You all have talked about that he's going to look for a job. Y'all have talked about that when that happens and both of you are stable, you're either going to get a bigger apartment or you might even buy a house. So there's a lot riding on both of them developing individually and as a couple. I have great hope for this relationship.
And he has a great work ethic. I mean, so many times he's woken up at 3 or 4 in the morning to go to work. It's pretty amazing because most people would turn the alarm off or put on the snooze for an hour and a half. So he's up and at 'em, and he has a great work ethic.
So there's part of you that's worried he may not do that, but the majority of you can see that he is a worker and that you'd be surprised if he didn't get a job.
I would be surprised because the business he's in, was in here in Dallas is different than what he went to school for. He's a funeral director, so he can always, I'm sure there's always a market for a funeral director these days. Right?
People are dying to see him.
But he is doing something totally, he's doing more of entertainment and catering right now, which is totally different from.
But he has several directions he can go.
That's correct.
And the main thing is he's a worker and he's packing up your house. Gotta love him, you know?
Well, he's coordinating the third-party movers. But that's enough. That's enough.
I think so.
Now, Candy, you've mentioned several times the importance of talking, and I could not agree more. Talk, talk, talk. But do you find that that's actually the hardest thing for couples to do, is talk?
I think the hardest thing for couples to do is to listen. I think they're real good at talking.
Huh?
were you saying something, Candy? Yeah, listening is the most loving thing you can do for your partner. And it sounds like right now, I mean, the relationship is new, they are talking and listening. They're communicating, which is talking and listening. So, yeah, I do think that is the most important thing you can do. Because communicating like that brings you closer. And that's the upside of a relationship, is that companionship. So, you know, they're doing a lot of things right, I have to say.
I just want to thank Winifred, who just made a very nice pledge to KNON. If you'd like to make
Winifred.
A pledge, it is Pledge Drive 972-647-1893. That's 972-647-1893. Or you can text KNON to 56512. Or you can go online to KNON.org/pledge.
And if you're driving, be sure to remember KNON.org. Pull over and do it on your phone, or do it after you get home on your computer, KNON.org.
No, this is so important. I don't care. Just keep driving and text while you're driving, or call us, or
pull over.
Or go on the internet on your phone, and you can go to KNON.org/pledge. That'll work too. So don't worry about the driving part of it. This is an important one.
I just want to note, Mark, that you're going to a state that's very different from Texas. One, I understand now that the Rocky Mountain High is recreationally okay now, and they have marriage equality. So
do you think those go together, or you're just saying that?
Just a happenstance. They might for some.
All of the pot states are marriage equality states as well.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Progressive.
Yeah. So you better brace. That's all I'm saying.
Okay. So Candy,
thank you for the words of warning.
We don't have to worry about this here yet. We will on probably July 1st. So they're moving in together in a marriage equality state. Shouldn't they be getting married?
They're shacking up.
I don't know about that.
You know, it's has to do with everyone's morals and values. What are yours, Mark?
You really want to hear?
Sure, I do.
No. Whatever works for you all. Everybody
doesn't
want to
exactly
get married.
Right.
I know that we're moving. I know Denver's a good place. I mean, the equality is very relaxed there. People were very friendly. I don't know if it's because of the marijuana, but they were all very friendly. And the company that I'm going to be working for, they just came out this year with spousal benefits.
Wonderful.
It says right in the application, same sex or opposite.
So did
sex.
Exxon this week. Or they put same sex or
sexual orientation
and gender identity into their EEO. They finally did it.
But what is interesting is to see how excited Mark is about that.
Yeah,
because he's
important.
In a relationship. He's seeing that I could get coverage for both of us. Mm-hmm. That is pretty much
it's
how
important.
Couples think. Right.
And there's some genuflection in your future. You know,
yeah.
Go down on one knee and somebody's got to do that, right? Mm-hmm.
Well, I know you're a little scared, but it sounds like you're in a good space and you're
yep.
going to a good place.
With a good
Thank
person.
And actually, I already wrote my editorial for July 1st, and it's called "Just Because You Can Get Married Doesn't Mean You Should Get Married."
At least we have the choice.
We need to have the choice. At the beginning of the show, we were talking about, or I mentioned that Laurent Landis is the author of a new book. Tell us about your book.
Real quick, I just wrote a children's book for my daughter because I didn't see anything else out there that looked like us. So check it out, Gabrielle's Gift.
How do you look? As a family.
Oh, well, you know, two dads, an interracial couple with a biracial child. I have yet to see a book like that.
Uh-huh. Who did the illustrations?
Oh, his name is Bill Young. Great guy.
Yeah, it's really, really
yeah.
cute
yeah.
book.
So like my page.
So tell people to like your page. What is it?
It's Facebook/ Gabrielle's Gift.
Gabrielle's Gift. Okay.
Patty, we wanted to talk for just a minute about Mary Cheney.
Yeah, boy. See what a mess she is. You know, and I thought she was maybe coming around when she chastised and openly chastised her sister, Liz Cheney. Mm-hmm. But nah, she didn't. She's never going to get it. She's asked her Facebook friends, why is drag socially acceptable and blackface isn't? Wow.
You know, it's such an insane question. It's like a waste of time to even address it. But she did.
It's out there on the AP has story. Lots of folks have stories.
We'll talk more about it next week.
I think you should. I think it's shocking.
Yeah.
I think it would be good to spend some more time on it.
And if you're shocked by it, you can call 972-647-1893. That's 972-647-1893. We'll be around the studio a little bit after the show. If you want to make your call, you can go online and make your pledge. You can text KNON to 56512. But our phone number here, 972-647-1893. Pledge Drive is just starting. We'll be having Pledge Drive for the next couple of weeks. Please give us a call. Help KNON. And all you need to do right now is make your pledge. If you can't pay it for a few weeks or a month or so, that's fine, too, because we have expenses every month. And
we just need to know what's coming.
Yeah. 972-647-1893.
Thank you, Candy. Thank you, Mark, so much.
Yeah, a lot of fun.
No, thank you both.
Call in.